God, man's egg, vagina's got.
What do you think of that?
I think that's totally gay.
Type in monkey dick in the Yahoo podcast search, and we come up number one. That's right.
Here's what I'm going to say in retort, in rebuttal.
Yeah, your ass called, and he says, stop sticking cocks in it.
Sword. Sword fight.
Sword.
Yeah, I had like a fluid-filled pus ball.
Am I keeping you up? Sorry.
No, I was...
Shut up.
Well, and I couldn't agree with more with Dr.
Tooth Fairy John, Santa Claus, Easter Bunny.
You even pay attention to your own
I
crap.
Listen to my own crap.
No, I do listen.
You're
not. You just yap, and you don't even listen to it.
I do.
I listen.
So if you're ever looking for our podcast, type in Monkey Dick.
You're listening to Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott.
Alright, AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And this is episode 50, part one.
It's a huge episode, John.
The Guest Fest.
And I don't know how you pulled this all together, but to get us in at McBride's.
Yeah.
To do a live broadcast.
Well, you know, Red, he's pretty cool.
Not only that, but we're set up here to do the podcast, but also later, we're going to have a band, a live band.
Right.
Playing some songs.
Live band. And this is episode 50, the anniversary episode. 50 episodes, and it's the Guest Fest also.
It is a milestone, John. I'm really having a hard time talking already. Why don't you introduce some of the guests that we already
have?
Well,
we have our regular special ed.
Special ed, known as the Bush apologist, who didn't have his mic on. We need to hire better interns, John.
Yeah, go ahead, try your mic again.
All right, we'll be with special ed shortly. Let's go to our next.
Am I here?
Oh, there he is, special ed.
I'm here. I'm live.
The Bush apologist.
Sorry about that.
No, I'm the post.
These live feeds are a pain in the ass. Post Bush apologist.
A post Bush apologist. Whatever that.
No,
means.
He used Whatever. To be pre Bush.
Pre.
Now he's a post born again.
He's a born again.
And we got our old
born again patriot. There you go.
There you go.
And then we got Mr. Schmooley.
Mr. Schmool shows up for the 50th.
Steve.
Hey. Glad to be here.
Yeah.
Rocks. All
right. Like
Always a pleasure, Mr. Schmooley.
And Erica.
Hello there.
Erica. At one time, our number one fan.
Yeah.
I still am.
Are you?
Yes.
All right. Did we get any comments from Erica this month?
No.
Okay. Well, I think that excludes her from number one fan.
I was saving it.
Oh,
saving
yeah.
it.
For when you don't yeah. have any.
Oh.
Well, we only have two this month, and it is the 50th. It's a landmark.
It's not this month, this week.
This week. Whatever.
Whatever.
right.
A landmark podcast, John.
So next week, when you don't have any, you'll have mine.
Oh, no, we'll get more.
Yeah.
I highly doubt it.
Especially when we release this episode.
Good luck with that.
Episode 50, John, part one.
Are you talking into the mic, or what are you doing?
Who, me?
Yeah, what
yeah,
are you doing?
I'm talking into the mic.
Ooh, it's you and not me.
Ooh, it's you, not me.
Ooh.
Sounds like Daisy. Ew.
Oh,
ew.
Don't even go there.
Oh, don't even go there.
Ooh, it's you. No, you're talking like this.
Who, me?
Oh, God.
Well, I was rubbing my eyes.
Oh, I thought you... sound like you were rubbing something else.
I'm very tired.
You're tired
now
again?
I'm kicking my nose.
What's wrong with you, man?
Well, I did have a doctor's
okay,
appointment.
Okay, quit picking your nose.
With Dr. Nasir, another hot Indian doctor. How often does that happen?
Right.
Not very often.
You've had two, though.
And Dr. Nasir is a specialist in sleep disorders. Because my lovely wife thinks that I have apnea, sleep apnea.
Ah, yeah.
Does anybody know what that is?
Yeah.
Yep.
What is it, Steve?
You're just about ready to keel, man.
You're
stop breathing.
You're going to die.
Breathing.
Well, you stop breathing when you're sleeping, and then your subconscious wakes you up. So you're always waking up in the middle of the night. You never get a sound sleep. your sleep rhythms are all interrupted.
Right.
So in May, I get to go to the hospital at 8:45, and they're going to hook me up to monitors, and they are going to videotape me sleeping. I have to bring my own pillows, and I'm going to sleep. I'm going to get the first peaceful night of sleep I've had since having kids at Lutheran General Hospital.
Hey, I sent you an article on that about sleep deprivation.
Deprivation. And what did the article
Isn't
say?
Isn't that different than remember. Apnea?
Okay, that's different than apnea. All right, try to stay with the what we're talking
with
about
the program.
Here. Stay with the program.
I thought it was all about you being tired, and then they think you have sleep apnea. Has
well,
been proven?
I got a bet with the wife. I don't think I have apnea. She thinks I have apnea, and then we'll find out in May if I have it or not.
Right.
And the unfortunate thing is if you do have it, it gets worse as you age, and they recommend surgery. But get this. The surgery is really painful, and it only works in 50% of the cases. So that's just great.
Right.
I've heard very bad things
well,
about
let's
that.
Let's not start sucking each other's dicks quite yet.
Well, I've heard that people in their 40s die from sleep apnea because they never wake up. As young as 23. There you go. It's
there
also a good
go.
Thing to know because it's hereditary. So, for instance, if I do have it, then my kids can realize or whatever that they have it and deal with it.
Yeah. Right.
Through surgery or a mouth guard or whatever.
Or CPAP machine.
Yeah, F to CPAP.
Hey,
I'm not wearing
record?
A CPAP.
What does it record? Does it record your dreams or just like your heart
does
rhythm?
It record your dreams? What fantasy world are you living in?
Yeah.
Hey, you could.
It records your heart rate.
Brain,
it records
brain
your
waves.
Breathing
How
rate.
About brain waves?
No, it doesn't record your
dreams.
Brain waves.
It's an e-machine. It records your level of Scientology.
What about if you're going like you get a nightmare or something and then your heart rate's going to speed up?
Well, there you go. Or if you have like a... Here's what I'm worried about.
Dream and
when I go to sleep...
Happens. You know about
well,
those, don't you?
Well, that's the problem. And I've talked about this before. Every time I go to sleep, my left hand migrates to my genitals. And I have an evolutionary theory for that because my ancestors covered their genitals when they slept at night out in the open plains. And their brothers and sisters that didn't, the wolves would bite off their, you know, and they couldn't reproduce. So that's what I'm fearful of, is when they videotape this, my left hand is going to migrate to the genitals and just be there all night.
Or if you have another Ava dream.
So they're going to say, yes, Mrs. Scott, your husband doesn't have apnea, but we could not remove his left hand from his cock. All night.
He had a grip on it like a bulldog.
Right.
Now, did you doctor that hot little Indian woman?
Another hot one. I got a primary care physician, Indian, Dr. Shaw. She's smoking hot. And she felt the nads.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then I got Dr. Nasir, who's my sleep disorder doc. Another hot Indian.
So
all the hot Indians come over here to be doctors. That's what I can conclude from that.
So you can do the required rub one out before you actually go.
Oh, definitely. Definitely got to rub one out before I show up.
Are you talking into the mic
study.
There, Ed?
Yeah, I am.
And I got to make sure the bladder's not full because if the bladder's full, then it presses on the boner nerve.
Thank you,
and then
you know,
that's why you wake up with wood. Okay, can we have one conversation at a time here?
Oh, sorry. I thought this is the way you wanted it.
Yeah, this is the way I wanted it.
Oh.
Theater of the mind, John.
Well,
Theater of the mind.
I am so... It's so cool. We got a topless server.
I am not a bar wench.
Fuck yeah!
What's going on here, man? What'd you say? Theater of the mind?
Theater of the mind.
Right. All right, so let's turn it over to Special Ed to read our... How many comments did we get this month, John?
Whopping
two comments.
Two for the 50th. All right, here we go. Comments. This is from Noodles37. Here's my 2 cents. You guys are a blast to listen to. Why aren't you on radio? Oh, yeah. Because radio sucks. Comment number two.
Who is that from?
Noodles.
Noodles or Nobodies?
Oh, shit. Nobody.
Noodles?
It's going to be Cinnamon Girl and Lizard King.
Nice.
nobody's podcast.
I'm on the fourth beer already, all right?
All right.
All right, second comment comes to you from Stefan C. Half Century, looking forward to show number 50. And talking about the Big 5-0, Scott, don't let those Hawaiians and the proxies get you down. Fuck them. Dano.
I might be one of the biggest cocks on the planet.
Now, Stefan C., he's one of our fans from the UK, right?
Yeah.
He's a septic wannabe.
Right.
No doubt.
No doubt.
And that's it for the comments.
All right.
That's
just
it.
You.
That concludes comments.
All right.
Short and sweet.
Thank you, Erica.
You're welcome.
Let's just battle out to some dudes here. Well, you know the atmosphere around here. Hey, get off the fucking bar. Yeah, you. You're going to get hurt.
Awesome. All right, man. I got a duty story.
You do?
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Warnings. Duty. We're going to talk about duty.
Everybody sing along.
Feces,
no.
Poopy.
Going to talk about duty.
Feces, poopy.
We're going to talk about duty.
Feces, poopy.
We're going to talk about duty.
Woo-hoo. Well, it's really not a duty story. I thought it would be a duty story, but it turns out it's not a duty story. But there is duty involved.
Okay.
As you know,
you
may not know, I work out.
Who is your daddy?
At work, they have a fitness center at work, so I work out with colleagues at work, right?
Yeah.
So I go to work out, and before I jump on the treadmill, I do my duty. You know what I'm saying? And it was one of those Elvis Presley duties. So I get that out, and I run over. I jump on the treadmill, and I run for 30 minutes. And as I'm running, I'm saying to myself, boy, I got the worst case of goat's ass in the history of the planet, but it'll be over in, 15 minutes, 10 minutes, 5, because I'm going and running my 30 minutes.
When was this?
I don't know. It was a week ago.
Okay.
Since the last podcast. So I get finished running, and I figure, okay, I'm going to go in the shower, and I'll take care of my goat's ass, right? So I get in the locker room, and the locker room is really small. It's like 8 by 20. 8 by 20. And there's at least 10 guys in there. It's really crowded. So I drop the drawers with the undies, and it's not goat's ass. It's blood.
Oh, no!
My undies were filled with blood. Because what happened is part of my underwear came off, and it like... I was just grinding it in the cheeks, and opening up wounds in the cheeks.
No.
That is just way too much fucking information.
So there's all this blood, and I know that out of the 10 guys in there, 8 guys saw it. You know, when I dropped my drawers, they saw my bloody drawers. And what are they thinking? You know
entrance
what I'm saying?
In the rear, entrance
right?
In the rear.
Oh.
Hey, didn't you ask those?
You got fucked in the ass.
Indian doctors about?
That's what they're thinking. Ask who?
I need to go.
Those Indian doctors.
No, I don't. I figured it out myself. I self-diagnosed it. I thought it was goat's ass, but no, it was a chunk of underwear.
Are you
know,
sure?
The little threads. And as I was running, and the friction with the cheeks caused some bleeding, some anal bleeding.
Wow.
Like hemorrhoids.
Yeah.
Hey, John, you need a different kind of warning for that one.
Yeah, I know.
Well, it started out as a feces story, but it
can't be normal.
What do you mean that can't be normal?
Yeah.
Can't be normal.
Are you sure?
Well, yeah, it's not normal. It's a freak. It's a fluke.
Did you have to do the thing where I had to, where you have to take a little piece of your shit and rub it on a card and then send it into the doctor?
No. Why did you have to do that?
To check for...
He didn't tell anybody.
For worms?
For ass cancer, man.
Ass cancer?
Yeah, they check
for blood in your stool.
Blood in your stool?
Yeah.
And you smear it on an index card?
I can't
believe
it.
Yeah.
You mail it into somebody?
Or you drop it off at the doctor. Yeah, there's a little kit.
What?
Look at Steve laughing. Wait till you get that finger up your ass, Steve.
Well, Steve, you're over 40. Have you had the prostate yet?
Got a physical coming up.
All right.
We got to hear about that. Moon River. Doc, you got the whole fist in there?
I can't believe you just admitted that,
Scotty. What?
I can't believe you just admitted that.
Admitted what?
The whole blood thing.
Well, it was
normal?
Hey, shit happens.
No, it wasn't normal.
It's not normal. Not normal.
But
I guess the moral of the story here is there's eight people at TAP that think that
you got a bloody ass.
Bloody ass.
No, Scott. The moral of the story is don't bend over in the shower.
Well,
In prison.
In prison, which I've never been to.
Right.
I was in a mental institution once.
Visiting or?
Yes, I was doing some work. I work for a nonprofit organization, and I had to go and fix their network situation.
That's a likely story.
And I had this thought that when I walked in, what if they think I'm one of the patients and they never let me out? But they had two elevator banks. One was it was labeled unsoiled, and the other was labeled soiled.
Oh. It's hot. Or
totally
not.
Not. Totally.
Oh, man.
How's that beer?
It's good.
It's out of sight.
Where's that beer went yet?
Oh.
I did not imply.
No. Do you need one?
No.
Beer wench. The topless beer wench.
Yeah, where'd she go?
Well, you know, John, this is our 50th. It's a landmark event. Do you think we'll make it to 100?
Why not?
I don't know. Why not?
We're going to be on satellite, too.
250? 500?
The problem is if we'd market ourselves or advertise more.
Like Professor Tom?
Yeah.
I think we need T-shirts. And we're golden.
Yeah. We need to get Professor Tom back in June and then hammer out a plan.
I like your terminology, John. Hammer out a plan.
with Pod Riot.
Well, I have a little story here about podcasting.
You do?
Yes, although the idea of listening to podcasts appears to have strongly penetrated the consumer mindset, relatively few consumers appear to actively be taking advantage of them. A study revealed that 25% of online users had an interest in podcasts, yet in North America, only 1% of online households actually download and listen to them, John.
Ah.
And get this.
Get this, John. I'm getting it.
While these people seem to be fairly technical bunch, I suspect that there is still confusion on the part of many consumers as to exactly what podcasts are and how one goes about finding them. There is also the likelihood that the term podcast itself has bred some misunderstanding about how closely the technology integrates with iPods.
You all right, man?
The latter possibility seems to be reinforced by the puzzlement in evidence by those who conducted another recent study, get this, John, in which it was revealed that 80% of podcasts never make it to a portable player.
Wow.
80%. Now, if you go to Podcast Alley, they have an index of what? It's like 18,000 podcasts now?
Yeah.
All right, so we never said we'd do math on this show, but what is 80% of 18,000? Anybody? Anybody?
Michael.
Anybody? Roughly
16,000.
Yeah.
So only 2,000 podcasts get downloaded to a portable player out of the 18,000 available.
Right.
A sphincter says what?
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 So that's pretty encouraging, John. We know that people download podcasts to their our podcast to
their portable players. I know one person does.
Yeah,
that's
Jeremy.
Jeremy.
Yeah.
So one person.
I know one
that's
person
all we need.
That does download.
Wait, I do.
We are in the 20% that actually get downloaded.
Wait, there's Erica. That's two.
That's
right.
Hot.
That's right.
That's totally hot.
Special delivery.
That's right. Yeah, and Jeremy. He runs while he listens to us.
And stumbles.
Yeah, he's kind of a, you know, big guy like me, and he runs a lot.
Do you run, John?
No, only away from the police or after a pizza.
I recently started.
That's funny, John, after a pizza.
That was nice, Ed.
Thank you.
No, Jeremy's a hell of a jogger, right? He's a big runner.
He is a big runner.
Literally.
Yes.
Forget, who is Jeremy?
Well, they started.
Jeremy's the guy that Professor Tom said, what is he doing it wrong?
Jeremy is the godfather to my child, my children.
Oh, that's yeah. right. I remember.
The cool thing
and
about
now,
he's a good guy.
They're expecting the first child in 2 weeks, and I'm going to be the godfather of that child.
Nice.
Nice.
It is nice. It's
whoa.
Hot.
It is hot. No doubt. It's out of
I'm
sight.
Really digging the lounge band here at McBride's.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, John, this was quite a setup that you got going here. We're on stage. We're at McBride's. There's at least, what do you think, 100, 150 people here?
Yeah, something like that.
They set up the band. We're going to be playing some tunes later. But we really need to take time out and thank John for setting this all up.
Producer oh, shut up, you
producer
fucking
producer
suck up.
Year.
Engineer, co-host
you the
of
man.
The year.
You the man.
Yeah, oh. Thanks.
What say you, John?
Nothing. I don't. I'm not supposed to say anything, am I?
Why not?
Humble.
Why? Where's the reward? The award?
Come on, give us a speech that you
well,
would give.
Well, they haven't
give.
Have. They haven't have yet. They haven't had it yet.
They haven't have had.
Yeah.
It.
What is the speech you'd give?
Yeah. Come on.
If you were to give a speech, what would it be?
I'd like to thank
the
Academy. Yeah,
podcast
I owe it all
Academy.
I owe it all to Scott.
Thank
That's
you, John.
Definitely what I'd be saying.
Would
right.
you let me come up to the podium with you?
Yeah.
Nice.
Holding my dick in your ass.
You'd be right behind him.
I'd be driving him.
That was a good one, Stever.
Stever chiming in.
Smooth.
That's out of sight.
Smooth. Out of sight.
Yeah, this was a lot of work, man.
No doubt.
It's 4 o'clock.
You're sweating. You're
I'm
sweating.
Sweating. I didn't get my nap.
Didn't get your nap.
Why not? That was at
well,
like 4 o'clock.
Because the program director over there.
Who's that?
That'd be you. I got some ideas.
You were promoted?
Again. we talked about this before. Breaking character. Theater of the mind, John. Theater of the mind.
What are you talking about?
I'd rather yeah, not say.
Some ideas for the show at McBride's. And I'm like, okay, that won't work. That won't work because we're on a stage.
Yeah, he shot all my ideas down. One of my ideas was Skype. And yeah. then he reminded me that we'll be at a bar.
Yeah, let me run my cable modem from my house.
We won't have an internet connection.
That would be hard to manage.
Right.
Well, we don't have a budget for like a cell phone internet connection.
No, because we don't have a sponsor yet, other than the Pod Riot sponsor.
Right.
That we have.
Yes.
So why didn't you get your nap if all that happened at 4 o'clock?
Why?
Yeah.
Because I had to get everything together. All the cables, the mics, the headphones.
A lot of cables, a lot of mics, mixing nice. Board.
Mixing board.
Not only that, but we had to set up the drums, the bass, the guitar. We had to sound check.
Yeah.
Where
all
is
that
Rick?
Stuff.
Hey, speaking of Pod
Rick's
Riot.
Out in the crowd somewhere.
Speaking
I don't know.
Of Pod Riot. Hi, this is AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
Let's start a riot!
You motherfuckers!
Yeah.
Get off your ass and start a riot!
Go to podriot.com!
Listening to Pod Riot may cause oily or fatty bowel movements, increased number of bowel movements, urgent need and or inability to control bowel movement, bowel movements that are orange or brown in color, gas with discharge, oily discharge, stomach pain, irregular menstrual periods.
If you suffer from any of these symptoms, please contact Professor Tom at kinkysexradio.com.
That's right. Vote for podriot.com. You could actually vote from our website now, right, Scott?
Yeah, you can. I updated the website. You can go right to our website and vote for the Pod Riot.
Scott gets Website Design of the Year Award.
Oh, Website Design of the Year, really?
I wouldn't go that far.
I got your medal right here. It's solid gold.
My medal?
I have one of those in my car.
Do you? Oh. Then there, it's not one of a kind.
Nope.
I'm going to make you one out of...
Feces, booby.
Nice.
Well, Scott can make you one.
Yeah, apparently, a bloody one.
A Foster's can one.
Oh, that's got to hurt.
This is too much.
I saw a movie. Does anybody care?
Of course we do.
Tell me, John.
What did you see?
I saw Fun with Dick and Jane.
That's with Jim Carrey and Tara Tiona Leone.
Leone.
What?
She married to David Duchovny.
David Duchovny.
Why don't you love me? Tia Leone, Alec Baldwin. Alec Baldwin was in there too.
Alec.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Conrad Bachman.
I don't know. Conrad, yeah.
Yeah. Fun with Dick and Jane is a 2005 film, a remake of a 1977 film. In it, an upper-middle-class couple, Dick and Jane Harper, turn to robbery after Dick's company goes bankrupt and they run out of money. It stars Jim Carrey and Tia Leone.
Was that right off the top of your head?
Yeah, right off the top of my head.
Of course it is.
Hmm.
And he works for this company called Globadyne, and they make him vice president of communications. And then they put him on the show Money Talk, and he has to explain why the company's tanking right before his very eyes, and why the CEO, who is played by Alec Baldwin, sells off all of his stock.
Oh, kind of like Enron.
Just like Enron, right. Well, it's funny. At the end of the movie, during the credits, they thank Kenneth Lay, Enron, WorldCom, and all that shit.
For inspiration.
Yeah. It was pretty funny. It was a good movie. Yeah. They say Dick's company, Globadyne, and the way it falls is a direct parody of Enron.
So you'd recommend that movie?
Yeah, I'd give it like 2.5 spinies.
Two and a half out of four?
Yeah. 2.5.
You know, I saw a movie this weekend.
Yeah?
Or this week. Strawberry Shortcake.
Oh, that's
that was
great.
Sweet, man. With my daughter. It was great.
That's out of sight.
I give that 2.5, actually.
I'm sorry. What did you see? I was discussing things with the bar wench.
Oh, Strawberry Shortcake.
Strawberry Shortcake? Is that like a porn?
It was out of sight. No, no, unfortunately not. I was watching it with my 4-year-old.
Oh. At the theater?
No, at the house.
Oh, at the house.
On the home
DVD,
theater.
Right.
The home theater.
Nice.
On the DVD.
How about you, Scott? See any movies?
I didn't see anything.
Yeah, how's that beer?
Mine's empty.
It's cold.
Do you want another?
I'm waiting for that girl to come by again.
I'll go get her.
Okay. How about you, Erica? Did you see any movies?
I saw Two for the Money.
Whoa.
Two for the Money.
Matthew McConaughey.
Nice.
And
yeah,
who else?
Very nice.
How was that?
Al Pacino?
He's where the sports betting, right?
Yes.
Out of 4 Spiny Normans, what do you give it?
Just for Matthew McConaughey alone, 4.
Okay, just for Matthew McConaughey alone. That's
really
terrible. Insightful.
How about
that's
you,
great.
Steve?
For Matt.
Steve, you see any movies?
For
no.
Maddie.
How about Serenity? You see that one?
Seen it. Actually, I remember John did have a, what do you call that, review of it, and he didn't do very well with it either. So.
Oh, I thought John did very well with his review.
Yeah, he was reading off something, and then you told him, hey, no reading. And then
Did you hear Scott's review of Enron?
Whatever.
Here, this is right off the top of my head.
Whatever.
But I really enjoyed it, Scott. I did not know that about Enron.
It's hard, though, coming in here. You got to think about what you kind of want to say.
Yeah, you got to think about it.
You just wing it. You get drunk and wing it.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Well, you get a little nervous. You guys are pros, so I'm like,
speaking of drinking, what is everybody? I got the Sam Adams Light.
That's what I'm drinking, too.
Maybe
we can get a sponsor.
Well, I think when you come to McBride's, you're going to get what they give you for free, and we're going to like it.
Quality.
So whatever it is, we're gonna praise.
Hey, Scott.
Yes. Hold on. What is Steve drinking? Steve, go ahead. Tell everybody what you're drinking.
Drinking just Jack shots.
No, come on. I see what you're holding. What is it?
He's drinking Mike's Hard.
Hey.
Mike's Hard.
That's the same thing I'm drinking. Woo!
Come on, I wanted to go with Jack shots.
Did you bring any?
There's stuff right over there. Maker's Mark.
Shots.
There's some Fighting Cock over there.
Yeah, they got everything behind the bar, as far as I know.
Have some Fighting Cock.
Maybe a Bacardi Coke later.
A Bacardi Coke.
Or some Raspberry Absolute.
Whatever.
Absolutely. Oh, boy, Scott.
This shit is nasty.
Don't forget to tip that waitress.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah, make sure you tip that waitress.
Doubt.
You should at least say thank you.
I was about to do that, actually.
She's got some great boobs.
Awesome.
All right, how are we doing on time, John?
Thanks, John.
We're at 30.
I got a story here. It's a science story.
No doubt.
I don't mean to get into science, but I got this science story.
You don't mean to, but you're gonna anyway, right?
Part two.
Just the expectation of a mirthful laughter experience boosts endorphins 27%, John.
Seven.
Do you know what that means?
What kind of endorphins?
You know what that means?
No.
Oh, it means that listening to our podcast is healthy.
Yeah,
that's what it means.
It relieves the pain.
Get this, John. This is out of San Francisco.
Get this.
There's no doubt that laughter feels good. But is there real neuropsychology behind it? And what can you do about it? Neuro. What did I say?
Neuro.
Neuro.
I'm just kidding,
right. In a paper being presented in the American Psychological Society session at Experimental Biology, Lee S. Burke of Loma Linda University, who I think we met in New Orleans, John. I think he was across the way from us.
Yeah.
And his sister masturbated, and we saw her through the shades.
You saw her masturbate?
Yeah, Mike was there. He can tell you.
Really?
Reports that not only is the real science and psychopathy, but just the anticipation of mirthful laughter involved in watching your favorite funny movie or listening to your favorite podcast has some very surprising and significant neuroendocrine and hormone effects. According to Burke, the blood drawn from experimental subjects just before they listened. Experimental subjects just before they listened to TTN Total Talk Nonsense had 27% more beta endorphins and 87% more human growth hormone.
27%
compared to blood from a control group and also a group which listened to Chicken Fried Radio. What they didn't anticipate, wow, that watching a humorous, listening to a humorous podcast.
That's between, right off the top of your head.
Yes, it is. Between blood pulls.
Yours too, John.
The control group stayed in a waiting room and could choose from a wide variety of podcasts.
Could choose?
Explain. Yes, TTN had the highest boost of endorphins at 27%.
That's out of sight.
There you have it.
There you have it.
I didn't mean to get into science,
Scott,
because I have other science news, but I just had to talk about that because we were mentioned in a study.
Wow. Us, personally.
Us, yes. AKC Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott.
Wow.
I saw it.
Boost endorphins 27%.
Wow.
And human growth hormone.
And what was that about masturbation?
Pardon me? What?
What's your fucking point?
Nothing.
Now she's answering the puppets.
Speaking of human growth hormone, John.
Yeah.
I have a fact or crap.
What?
This is like a true or false. You got to tell me if it's fact or crap.
It's a quiz?
I'm going to give you a statement. You need to let me know if it's fact or if it's crap. Are you ready? Here it is. The human penis is the fastest growing body part during puberty.
Puberty.
Ed, Special Ed says...
Crap.
Stever says...
Crap.
Erica says...
Fact.
John says...
Crap. It's the teeth.
You're all wrong except for
the nose.
Erica. Fact. On average, penis growth starts between the ages of 10 and 14. The penis grows in length first and in width later. So, John, you were gifted later with your girth. If the entire human body grew as fast, men would be close to 9 feet tall.
I think I know what he's saying.
John.
Yeah.
And there you have it.
Yeah. Nice.
Was that it?
I wish I
That's
knew
it.
I'd quit you.
Factor crap.
Erica got a ride.
I need more factor
John,
crap.
John, I'm fixing
That's all I have.
Fucking ass.
You give me your email address. I can email them to you.
Yeah?
Email what?
Factor crap.
Yeah.
It's hot.
It's totally hot.
Oh, hey, Scott, I want to mention one thing to you.
Go ahead.
On your last podcast, you mentioned about this Elmo group being
emo.
Emo crybaby kids.
That's emotional.
Being number one in the music category ahead of Punky, our favorite podcast. Yes.
All right. After listening to that, I went online and I downloaded some of their stuff. Set at work, and I could not get past the second one.
I don't understand why you would do that after listening to our show. Didn't we play?
I was curious to know more about
it. We played a minute of
one.
Emo Crybaby Kids, right?
It was horrible. It was
all you had here was the
horrible.
1 minute that we played.
Did you guys explain?
You couldn't. Wait a minute. This is more serious. Ed does not have, Special Ed does not have confidence in John and Scott's opinion.
No.
He has to go download it himself.
No, I did. But being an engineer, too, I have an analytical mind. I want to go there and investigate more about this number one.
It's called curiosity.
We told you it's a scam. It's a sham.
Oh, it was so horrible. They
have to be proxy voting.
Do you guys
the only two people that listen to that show are the two smack-tards that produce it, in my opinion.
All right, I gathered my group together in my office just to make sure, get another poll.
Wow,
and
Yes.
And how did the poll come out?
You were number one.
Wow. That's
well, they only listen to us and Crybaby Emo Kids, so I hope we're number one.
No, they actually played Spike. They like Spike and Rachel. They also like Professor Tom.
Yeah.
All right.
Professor Tom at KinkySexRadio.com.
Rocks.
And Punky.
Well, you know,
also like Punky as well.
You know, old Badger Man defended Emo on the forums.
No. He did?
Yeah, he did.
Old Badger Man.
He did, and he got beat up pretty good.
Good.
That fucker.
Good. Who is that?
He's a cocksucker anyway.
Do you know what the whole
hey,
emo
but thanks for
thing
the post,
is?
Old Badger Man. No, what is the whole emo thing?
It's like emotional.
Emotional?
Yeah. So
okay.
They're like the kids that walk around the high school.
Yeah.
You know, like when we went to high school, it was the preppies, the jocks, and the burnouts.
And so now there's an emotional right? clique?
Now there's like emo, alternative, punky.
Emo? Emotional? What? I don't understand. What is
so
the
they're the kids that walk around. They're
we
like
cry along.
What does emotional mean, though? What does it mean?
They're like overly sensitive. They're the ones sensitive. That are commit suicide. They're
they
the ones
tissues.
That are dressed more. It's kind of between punk and goth.
I would have been in that group then. I would have been an emo.
Yes.
Oh,
me too.
Really?
No,
I don't think so.
Yeah, well,
I
after
know.
Listening
so
to the emo crybaby, whatever.
Steve, you still are.
You want to kill yourself,
dude,
don't you, John?
I would have been depressed enough to kill myself.
Not funny, haha, funny, queer. Mm-hmm.
But they've actually gone as far as to categorize all different kinds of kids now. There used to only be like three or four groups. Now there's like 15.
God, when I was in high school, it was jocks, freaks, and...
Jocks.
Burnouts. Burnouts rock.
That
jocks.
Was a freak. That was
stoners.
Arcs.
Stoners or burnouts?
Well, then you had guys like Steve who were top of the class.
Well,
right?
Then there
what
was a geek.
Those?
Oh,
geeks.
Sorry, Steve.
I didn't really hang out with the geeks. They're too geeky for me.
All right, so...
What's that baby shit?
That's the emo
I
thing.
I emo kids.
The sensitivity.
So sensitive.
So sensitive. Okay, so I'm ready to commit suicide, but I'll cheat in proxy vote. I don't understand that.
Right, that's a good point. That's a good point, Scott.
Right.
Once again, using
and
your
that's why you have no
analysis.
Just kill yourself already, all right?
Oh,
and just
dude.
Get it over with?
Yeah, get it over with.
Dude.
So I don't have to listen to that
right,
dribble anymore.
I gotta use my vibrator.
Oh.
Hey, I heard hot. About that whole electric vibrator thing.
Oh.
Hey, John.
Okay, can you do that somewhere else?
Right here on stage, live.
That's nasty.
Hide it from Scott.
That's nice.
All right, man. Well, let's tune up for part two because we're gonna be playing. Live, John,
that's
in
right.
part two.
I'm
like
tuning
to,
up. Let me tune up real quick.
Give a shout out to McBride's and Red, manager
that's right.
Red.
We want to give a shout out to McBride
for
and,
having us.
And Red for having us here at their place and let us play and do the podcast at the same time.
And free beer.
Oh, hold
and
on.
Free
get
beer.
This, man. Get this.
This
my wife may show up later.
Oh,
wow.
No doubt. All right.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Hide the pot.
Whoa.
All right, then.
All right, John, so let's take it to part two.
All right, let's take it to part two. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for tuning in to the three-part podcast with John and Scott. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to part one of AKC's Total Talk Nonsense. Part two is just a click away.